It's Tuesday, the 23rd of December, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. The Minister of Works and Transport, Vekone Kundi, has urged motorists to exercise caution as well as patience during the festive season. The warning comes after more than 4,000 road accidents were recorded for this year. News on One's Beatrice Samutenya.
Responding to questions by News on One, Nekundi said everyone who will be finding themselves on the roads must follow the rules and put safety first. News on One also reached out to Oshana Regional Police Commander Commissioner Naftal Zakaria, who cautioned road users to avoid driving under influence of alcohol.
The police force, Oshana region will be all over the place. Traffic law enforcement is part of our strategy, and we have got no doubt that we have got it covered.
Domestic economic activity expanded by 1.9% in the third quarter, down from 2.1% a year earlier, with the services sector leading growth. Strong performance in the financial services and retail trade contributed to continued, albeit moderate, growth. Seminar Storm economist Almandro Janssen.
Looking ahead, we see the tourism and service sectors still remain resilient, while above normal rainfall linked to La Nina is expected to support agriculture end of 2025, Q4, and heading into 2026, some cyclical relief. In summary, we see that 2025 may not be the breakout year, but it can still lay out to be the groundwork for the years to come, with more inclusive growth for the next 4 to 5 years, that economic growth could really pick up and need be that Namibia can continue this trajectory with all of the big discoveries that have been found in Namibia, and that can really just stimulate Namibia's economy further.
Importers with unpaid deferred VAT balances face account suspension, the Namibia Revenue Agency has warned. Namras Tonatini Shududu noted that affected importers will be required to pay VAT at customs and settle all arrears to ensure smooth import operations.
Namra has observed abuse of this facility, with taxpayers continuously deferring without settlement. And as a result, accounts with outstanding amounts will be suspended for non-compliance. What does this mean? This means goods or consignments belonging to importers with suspended accounts will not be allowed to enter the country and will be stopped at points of entry. NAMRA is therefore urging importers to make the necessary arrangements as a matter of urgency.
In South Africa, heavy rains and flooding have caused extensive damage along KwaZulu-Natal's south coast, impacting Port Shepstone and surrounding areas. Several businesses were forced to close and homes were waterlogged, while disaster management teams have been deployed to begin cleanup operations, with the coastal belt from Margate to Port Shepstone hardest hit. KwaZulu-Natal Cooperative Governance spokesperson Senzelwe Mzila confirmed, adding that preliminary reports indicate no injuries. To North America, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a new type of battleship set to be used by the U.S. Navy, and it is one named after himself. Mitch McCann is our correspondent.
Standing beside the Defense Secretary and the Secretary of State, Donald Trump announced that the U.S. will build two new Trump-class battleships. Mr. Trump told reporters on Monday he is calling them the Golden Fleet and said eventually there'll be 25 of them. Mr. Trump said the new ships will have 100 times the force and power of any other battleship ever built, adding there will be nothing else like them. He said they will be the fastest and largest the world has ever seen. The president said that the US has not built a battleship since 1994 and said each one will be the largest in the history of the world. He said they will command respect, but added that the world already respects America. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.